Jeff King Motors. You got Muffy in the morning.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 28th of March, and we are not far off Easter. It's 6:05. Morning, Muffy with you. 133353, our telephone number, the email, muffy@triplem.com.au. And, of course, on Facebook, we are there as well. Triple M Coffs Coast is where you will find us. Well, the AFL is reviewing its 19-year-old illicit drugs policy after claims drug-affected footballers faking injuries. You would have caught up with this story that we shared with you yesterday where they're saying to them, look, you know, fake an injury, then you won't have to be drug tested. Well, the CEO, Andrew Dillon, maintains the rules have been followed. We'll see. We'll see. And look, a lot of criticism around the Brisbane Olympics for 2032. The latest is from swim star Ariana Titmus, who is saying that the Olympic planning team won't be creating a legacy for Queensland athletes. It comes after she's shared her unhappiness about the plans for a temporary pool, telling News Corp that Brisbane can do better. I don't understand. I've got to really have a look at this about what's happening with the pool now, because obviously there's all the stuff around stadiums and the Gabba and everything like that now going back out to QSAC or QE2 Stadium, whatever it's now called. But there's a perfectly good pool, I would have thought, for swimming over at Chandler. Can they not upgrade that? I mean, before Dad moved to Chandler, I just thought Chandler was a swimming pool, because growing up, that's all I thought it was, is the swimming pool you went to for, you know, school carnivals and things like that. Then I found out it was actually an entire suburb, and, you know, I was amazed myself. And it was only 10 years ago I learnt that too. Thursday morning, it's going to feel like Friday.
Muffy in the morning.
I might even go and have a listen to a little bit of my 60s hits, because I do like that on Listener. You know, here I am driving along the Triple M1, and I'll be singing along to the Hollies. Oh, how fabulous. And what's that? What was that song? He's dead now. I mean, I shouldn't say that because most of those people are. Ferry across the Mersey. What was his name? Jerry someone. Doug. Pat. Anyway, I'll listen to that as well. About 10:40 on Tuesday this week, a 44-year-old Bellingen man was arrested at an address in Bellingen in relation to allegedly breaching an apprehended domestic violence order. The male was taken to Coffs Harbour Police Station, where he was charged with two alleged contraventions of prohibition restriction in an AVO. The male was refused bail by police and to appear at the Coffs Harbour local court. What about yesterday? About 1 o'clock it was yesterday afternoon, the Westpac chopper was tasked to come our way by New South Wales ambulance because of a young bloke who had a fall from a tree at Corora. Now, the reports were that a man had suffered injuries after falling from a tree. He was in his 20s, I mean, still is, was treated at the scene by paramedics for serious leg injuries, then taken to the Coffs Harbour Airport where further treatment and stabilisation was conducted by the helicopter's critical care team before he was airlifted up to the Gold Coast University Hospital. I always thought that it was just uni students that ran a hospital. That's not the case, just so you know. Tony says, Jerry and the Pacemaker. That was it. What was the other one that they did? There were so many good Jerry and the Pacemaker songs. There was, wasn't there, when you walk through the storm. They did that too, didn't they? Did they do that one? Ferry across the Mersey. Yeah, that's the one that I sang before. But, you know, this one, ready? Have a listen. This song, Liverpool Have It.
Walk on.
Oh, yeah.
Through the rain, for your dreams be tied.
Listen to that all day. Obviously, I won't, because, you know, we've got other things to do. But just a little bit more.
And you'll never
How good. Hello, Triple M.
Hello. I'll bet you can't name the film that that song Walk On came from.
You're right, I can't.
It's called Carousel and it starred Shirley Jones.
Oh, I'm guessing. Who am I talking to, by the way?
My name's Leonie.
Leonie, I'm guessing that's a favourite of yours?
Oh, it was a favourite of my late husband's, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, look, to me, it's the song that Liverpool sings. and
no,
because my MG as well, Leonie, is the Anfield model, which is because of the Liverpool Football Club. It's red inside like the stadium.
Right. Well, that's where it came from. It came from a film called Carousel.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks.
Shirley Jones played a sweet, young, innocent thing. He fell in love with the carousel. He was a worker in a carnival.
Oh, he was a carny.
Yeah.
Small hand sounds, smells like cabbage. There you go. Hey, Leonie, you have a lovely Easter, and thanks for letting us know.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Well, there you go. See, our listeners, dead set, I think the smartest people in the world. I'll go as far as saying that.
On this gorgeous day.
On this day.
On this day.
Triple M's On This Day. Don't miss any of the action of the 2024 NRL and AFL seasons live at Legend Sports Lounge and Bar. CEX coughs.
G'day, it's Moffy. Today is March 28. It was on this day in 1964 the Beatles became the first rock stars displayed at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London. They later used their wax versions on the cover of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. In 1967, Van Morrison recorded Brown Eyed Girl.
A brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl.
John Lennon's Instant Karma hit its peak, position of number 3 on this day in 1970. Elvis Presley recorded Burning Love in 1972. In 1973, Led Zeppelin's album Houses of the Holy was released, giving us this. And this was certified gold in 1974.
I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Aussie painter Pro Hart died on this day in 2006. He was 77.
What were the prices in those days? Do you remember?
They were very reasonable.
A fair while ago, it was in pounds, but I think £20 would have been the highest price, you know?
Yeah, around that.
That's right. I bought one back the other day for $1,500 myself.
English television presenter and journalist Sir Michael Parkinson was born on this day in 1935. He passed away in August last year at the age of 88.
You must occasionally sort of pinch yourself when you think in Britain you're a friend of the royals and you meet President Reagan, you've travelled all over the world. Do you ever sort of pinch yourself and wonder what happened to Reg Dwight?
I know what happened to him. but it is, I've done a lot of things that I never, ever in my life thought I would be able to do. Mm. I mean, or, you know, if I'd have taken bets as a kid that I would be dancing with the Queen at Windsor Castle, I mean, the odds would have been staggering.
Game show host Tony Barber is 84 today.
Australian currency notes of which denomination were first issued in March, Virginia?
$100.
1984, $100, right? Everybody's off the mark. In the Smoky Mountains region of her home state of Tennessee, which American singer, Virginia?
Dolly Parton.
Has had the Dollywood tourist park built. Well done, Virginia.
Lady Gaga turns 38. EMF frontman James Atkins is 55 today.
You're unbelievable.
And it all happened today, March 28th.
Hello, Hello, Triple M. Sorry, I just had ice in my mouth.
Good morning. What are you drinking, rum at this early, are you?
No, actually, I, you know what I am having? Ginger beer.
Oh, okay.
Mm. With ice, like soft drink one. Hang on. Just talk about it yourself.
Okay, I'll be right. There's a beautiful cloud formation over Sawtelle Beach at the moment. It looks very nice. Really, it's very spectacular, actually.
Mm. How are you anyway, Tony?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're back. Yeah, I'm
good. I swallowed the ice.
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I'm going for a road trip today.
Yeah, which way are you going? Via Sydney or via Armidale Tamworth?
No, I'm going via Sydney.
Are you?
Yeah, down the Triple M one. Wave to the fans on the way.
Obviously, you've got plenty of money that you can afford to go through all their tunnels and whatnot that, you know, take all your money.
Oh, no, I'm going to go over the tunnels.
You're going to go over the tunnels? What do you mean? You're going to go the cheapskate way and avoid
No, well, when they go down into the tunnel, I'll just... The MG's quite remarkable. I'll just, you know, put on the jetpack and then I'll go up and over.
Ah, fair enough. Mm. So, I'm very impressed with you that going down there and that to Bathurst, working in the pit crew,
Bathurst.
changing tyres and everything.
Back a bit. Bathurst, not Bathurst.
That's what I said, Bathurst.
No, not Bathurst.
Yeah.
It's Bathurst.
No, it's at Bathurst. That's what I'm saying, Bathurst.
Typical Victorian. Carry on.
I think, you know, the fact that you're going to be in the pits changing tyres, have your overalls on, crawling under the car and, you know, everything. Be Jeremy's coach.
Hardly. I'll be sitting somewhere nice and cool, just sitting back watching and relaxing.
Oh, so you're going to be, a pit bunny or something like that, are you?
I'm not going to be changing tyres. I've never changed a tyre in my life.
That's a Qantas plane going over.
Okay, nice. But like I said, I've never changed a tyre in my life. Let me tell you now, I have no intention of starting yet.
I thought you were going down there to be helpful, not be a hindrance.
I'm going down there to be very helpful. I'm being supportive. That's what I'd love for you to one day phone up and be supportive, you know, rather than...
I'm supportive.
Sorry, as you were saying.
Yeah, all right. I thought you were going down there to be part of the team. And
I am part of the team. I'm the team that views and just supervises.
Supervises, and you know nothing about what you're doing.
Isn't that how it works? Usually, if they're useless on the ground, they hire them into management.
Yeah. Hey, talking about useless on the ground, what about Collingwood? We've had two rounds of football and they've lost three games this year. They have. If you ever looked at the AFL fixture, it says round three this week. And they've lost, you know, so we had two rounds and they've lost three games.
Poor Collingwood.
Yeah, well, you can't have bad luck, can you?
No, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. Anyway, I better go.
You have a safe trip, mate.
I will.
Has a good weekend.
Look, once I give him some tips, he will be cruising.
Yeah.
Have a good Easter.
I can imagine. All right, mate.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hooroo. Happy birthday,
happy birthday. Triple M birthday wheel. For North Beach Recreation and Bowls Club in beautiful Milestone.
Hello, Triple M.
Hi, Mossy. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. That voice sounds familiar, but I feel like it's a long time since we've spoken.
It is. I usually try for radio categories.
Yeah. Who am I talking to?
It's Michelle.
Michelle! What's happening, Michelle?
Oh, it's a bit foggy in the valley today.
Yeah, I got a note before from Neil saying that he was coming down the mountain and apparently it was quite foggy there.
Yeah, at the moment all I can say is what mountain?
Like that, is it?
It is, you can't even see it.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, well, let's see if we can... Luckily I can see the wheel, which is always good.
No, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. All righty. What do we got here? The 15th.
No, 24th.
All right. Well, we can't give you that money today, but Look, you have a lovely Easter, Michelle.
You too, Muffy.
All right.
Don't eat too much chocolate.
Oh, no, never, never. I do have one chocolate Easter bunny, which I might eat on the travels today.
Oh, that sounds like a good plan.
I think so too. All right, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Muffy. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we'll do it again on Tuesday, the birthday wheel, thanks to North Beach Recreation and Bowls Club. And apparently it's a little bit foggy on the mountain. Last week on Friday, and we'd been speaking about it for a couple of weeks, and that's the sportsman's lunch for the Rooney family. It was an incredible day, incredible event, and I wanted to try and get Ian and also Heath, who put a lot of it all together, to join us in the studio, and they're both in here this morning. Fellas, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Good morning, Moffy.
Now, firstly, Ian, to you, mate, how was it last Friday? It would have been, I mean, it would have been a tough day, but it would have been, I guess, I'm only assuming, a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah. It was definitely a mixed emotions. The slideshow of Jesse's life and the children really brought it home of what the family has lost. But other than that immediate grief of seeing all those photographs, the overwhelming support and the feeling of the afternoon out was just unbelievable. It was such a well-accepted and enjoyed afternoon, Muffy.
The money that was raised, obviously, for the day is really going to help and benefit and help you guys and the family as well in what is, you know, a time that I guess you look at this in and it just goes to show how much your life changes in that split second.
Yeah. I think it was within 15 minutes, I think, from everything being absolutely honky-dory to absolute shattering, you know. Mm. A couple of times, you know, me and my wife just looked at ourselves, and especially when more putting Jess on the helicopter and they called us over and asked us, you know, do we want to give Jesse a kiss? And then we stepped back and they actually spoke to us and said that it doesn't look very good. So, you know, how do you go from there? It's only up, really. It's a life-changing experience, that's what I could honestly say.
Heath, you first came in, I remember chatting to you, and you wanted to talk about this idea that you had, which was about the sportsman's lunch. And you said to me, you know, I've got Alfie and Kevy, and I just want to make a difference, mate. And you did it last week.
It has been, it's just tough, Moffy, here, and Ian said that about his daughter, but mate, it was just great to see a community get behind this event last week, and it was just mind-blowing. From the start, I didn't think that it would gain as much traction as it did, but it just, it's just very humbling, honestly. It blows my mind, the support, you know, just shown for Jess and her family and her beautiful kids, and I just I'm just glad it went really well for the family. There's so many you know, people to thank today, but you know, it's just been over the last 8 weeks, it's just been a very big emotional roller coaster, but it's one that's definitely, by the attendance last week, it was worth it.
And I mean, we've spoken about so many different businesses that have got behind it and just went, "Yep, look, we'll get a table, we'll be there," and stuff like that. I mean, I know Bellingen Council, who came to you, and what'd they say?
They, I believe, they got Ian in the office. Ian's probably the best person here to.
Yeah, they invited me in. They said, but they would it suit? And I give them a day, and they said, come in. We just want to have a talk to you. I thought I was getting a DCM. You know? And I went in, and they gathered around me, and they handed me a big envelope, and they said that we've purchased a table for you. Would you like to put the people around you that really stood out, you know, in that period of time, and it certainly did, you know. It gave me an opportunity to have people come that I definitely wanted to thank big time, Mavi. It was wonderful, you know.
And look, to Mark Griffin and all the team there at Bellow Council, you know, that just, again, that epitomises councils with the community and being involved and getting behind them. So to them, well done. You know, the big man, Alf, and of course, Kevin, his brother as well. I don't know who's crazier, to be honest.
Alan's drinking games were pretty pretty hilarious. I think if you were there, you would have had a bit of a laugh. But and Kevin's just Kevin. I said from day one, Kevy's a just an all-round champion bloke. He just knows how to bring the best out of people, and you know, sort of turns a sad situation into a happy occasion, and that's what I think Friday was about. There was a lot of people there, and it was just great to just see that, you know, there wasn't, from the food to the drinks to the entertainment, everything just, you know, it didn't run to the spreadsheet that we had, but it didn't have to, Moffy. Like, it was just, yeah, as I said, it was very humbling.
And so tell RSL, thank you to the team there who are just incredible as well. Look, I've got to get to the news, but you brought your boys in. I know one of your other sons was there, obviously having a very good time on Friday as well. But boys, Dad's done a pretty good job, huh?
Yeah, I think Dad's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome what Dad did. I think he has a pretty big heart, yeah. And that's why we love him.
One thing I will say, Moffy, is, you know, I'll just quickly say thanks a lot to Coffs Demolition, MC Dirtworks, Bunce Earth Moving, KBS Mackay Earth Moving, Drew Walker Plumbing, Blazers Earthworks, Andrew Lindsay from Coopers. A big thanks to Murray Holbert from Bellingen Council, and also Reece Bonvetti. They were outstanding in getting some of our auction items. Family League, Peter Barrett, Kate Drum. She's just an amazing lady, and it was really good to work with her. But most of all, I just want to thank my beautiful wife, Rebecca. Just, you know, she just stands by me and all the time, and backs. She's backed me from day one, and I know that, you know, she'll always be beside me. And kids, Jake, Archie, and Harrison, you know, they just make everything complete for me. So I appreciate it.
Well, well done, mate, and Ian. You know, thank you so much for coming in as well. I know it's tough, but, you know, the whole community is right behind you and Joe.
Thanks, Malfi, and I'd like to thank Triple M and yourself. You know, it's been wonderful having the friendship based around just conversations and everything in this time. It's all conversation. It's just, you know, caring for each other.
Well, mate, we're here for you whenever.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, boys. Look after your dad, huh?
Yep. If this world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can bear, you call me up because you know I'll be there and I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid. Let them show your true colors. Your true like a rainbow.
Triple M, Hugh McKay, AO, going to be on the phone talking about Neighbour Day shortly. To the newsroom first, though, Sheree Coleman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Moffy.
Much planned for the Easter weekend?
I haven't really thought that far ahead, actually. It's been a pretty busy week.
Now, plenty of news around, concerns for a man missing from Nambucca Heads.
Yeah, that's right. Police are asking for help to find a 74-year-old man. His name's Kenneth White, and he was last seen on Short Street in Nambucca Heads shortly after 4 p.m. yesterday. There are some concerns for his welfare, though, because he does live with dementia. So his photo's on the New South Wales Police Facebook page, and if you know where Kenneth is or you spot him, give police or Crime Stoppers a call.
Yeah, and the state government, they're taking a serious look at regulating cannabis.
Yeah, so a committee is going to spend the next few months examining some potential changes to cannabis laws, the cost to the state if the drug remains outlawed, and the potential impact if regulation should come into play. It's actually being chaired by Jeremy Buckingham. So he's saying that the evidence at this stage is showing that something probably needs to change.
Now, we're going to see obviously increased traffic with the Easter long weekend, but double demerit points are now in force as well.
Yeah, that's right. Police targeting speeding, mobile phones, drink and drug driving this long weekend, as they usually do. And we are being warned to prepare for those delays at the usual bottlenecks on the Pacific Highway, including at Coffs, possibly even a bit more this year with the bypass works underway. So just plan ahead and plan some extra time so you don't get too caught up in that. And Transport for New South Wales has let us know that they're actually going to be keeping a closer eye on things this year with drones.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm heading to Bathurst today. I think my first stop is going to be at that Puma Servo, you know, the one at Kempsey, because then I can get a pie. See, all my stops are based on food. I may stop at Taree because there's one of those Coolabah cafes that do the roast sandwiches.
Got to know where the good highway food is.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Hey, Sheree, have a lovely Easter. We'll hear you at 8 o'clock.
Will do. Thanks, Moffy.
Sheree Coleman from the newsroom. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. And don't forget as well, you can get all your local news anytime on the Listener app, LASTNR. There you go. I spelt it for you.
The Triple M secret song.
Triple M.
Good morning, Triple M.
G'day, mate. Bringing up about the secret song.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't want to put any pressure. Who am I talking to, by the way?
It's Damien, mate.
Damien, I don't want to put any pressure on you, Damien, but it is $1,000 and it is the last chance to have a crack at it before Easter.
Excellent.
All right, mate, have a listen. Here it is. And once more, that's the Triple M secret song that could win you $1,000. What is it?
Is it Kick by INXS?
Kick by INXS. I did say that people would be kicking themselves when they find out what it is.
True.
But it's not Kick by INXS.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right, mate. Look, you have a lovely Easter, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye. So, not that one from INXS. What is it? 133353 playing again Tuesday morning. $1,020. And don't forget as well, your Unga chainsaw and mower going to be shutting at midday today. Just so, you know, Stu can get on the Easter eggs and stuff. Triple M. Well, annually across Australia, there's something that we often speak about, and that's Neighbour Day and how important it is to, well, know your neighbours. They take up a big part of your life. Well, this Sunday is Easter Sunday. It's also Neighbour Day. To talk more about that, Hugh McKay is a researcher. He's an author, and he's a very, very wise man. He joins us right now. Hugh, thanks for your time this morning. Good morning.
Hello, Moffy.
That importance of knowing your neighbours and having that relationship, I guess, is just so vital.
It absolutely is, and in fact, you know, I think the beginning of any conversation like this has to be a reminder that we're human. Mm. And being human means we belong to a social species. We're the kind of species where we all absolutely need each other. You know, we need groups, communities, neighborhoods, families, work colleagues to sustain us, to nurture us, but to give us that all-important sense of belonging, which is so fundamental to the mental health of anyone who belongs to a social species. So when we talk about groups and communities and so on, we often overlook the local neighborhood. But I believe that's the real test of our humanity. We didn't choose the people in our street or our apartment block. We moved in there because we liked the locality or we liked the house or whatever it was. And then we suddenly find there's all these other people in the street. Some of them are like us, some of them are not like us. Some of them we'll grow fond of, some of them we won't. But they're neighbours. Samuel Johnson, 250 years ago, wrote a beautiful line, which was, "Kindness is in our power, even when fondness is not." In other words, we're capable of being good neighbours to anyone. We don't have to like them. We can show kindness and compassion and friendliness and so on and help people out in a jam, regardless of what their religious beliefs are, what their ethnicity is, what their political views are, irrelevant. The state of the nation starts in the street where we live. You know, we're determining the kind of society this is by the way we act towards our own neighbours.
Because Neighbour Day, obviously, on Sunday, it's Easter Sunday as well, but it was funny, Hugh, I was sitting here before just thinking about it before I phoned you, and when I grew up in Brisbane, I'm 42 at the end of the year, but some of those neighbours were there from when I was born, and we still have that connection with them this long after. It's incredible.
Yep, that's true. I think we've gone through a very funny period, Moffy. Really, in the last, well, it's really your lifetime, actually, the last 30 or 40 years, there's been such changes in the way Australians have been living, really, really deep, really significant social changes, which have reduced that sense of neighbourliness, that sense of connectedness, even reduced our sense of needing each other. We've been through a period, I think the main characteristic of it is a rise of individualism, where people are more concerned about who I am and how I'm unique and how I'm different and what I'm entitled to and everything, rather than, and all those things are important, I'm not denying any of that, but the most important thing about us is that we share a common humanity. And if you've grown up, as you did 42 years ago, grown up in a street with neighbours, those neighbours are part of your life. Those neighbours, just by being your neighbours, are teaching you a lot about how to be human. If we lose those connections, particularly for kids, we lose a critically important source of positive influence, which is how to get along with people you didn't choose to live next door to.
Mm.
There are a lot of other factors too, Moffy. I mean, our households have been shrinking. We've got to the point where one in four Australian households now contain just one person. That proportion is rising. That doesn't mean all those people are lonely, but it means the risk of social isolation is greatly increased when you've got such a huge number of single-person households, a high rate of relationship breakdown, extreme busyness. You know, we're all busyness. We're almost proud of our busyness, and yet I think maybe we should be ashamed of it because our busyness gets in the way of social interaction. You know, the neighbours are having drinks on Friday night. Sorry, too busy. You know, this sort of stuff. We're moving house on average once every 6 years, just like North Americans. So, you know, things like that, it's a long, long list we don't have time to go into. But even those few that I've mentioned, the cumulative effect is we're not spending enough time with each other. We're not eyeballing each other enough every day. And that starts in the neighbourhood.
Now, your new book, The Way We Are, is coming out next month. Yep. Funnily enough, the core message of it is the same as Neighbour Day. Tell us a bit about it, mate.
Yes. Well, thanks for mentioning that. The big message today is Neighbour Day next Sunday. This is my last go at sort of social analysis. It's The Way We Are. The subtitle is Lessons from a Lifetime of Listening, because that's what I've done. It's really a wrap-up on the sort of stuff we've just been talking about, Moffy, about what's been happening to Australian society, how we've changed, what the consequences have been, and what we can do to heal some of the wounds that have been inflicted on our society by the events of the last 30 or 40 years. So it's my final go at saying, let's be alert to these social changes that are reshaping us. If we can't reverse them, we can at least be aware of their consequences and help to redress some of those negative consequences.
Lovely.
Well, yeah, so it comes out end of April.
Beautiful. Well, Hugh, it's been lovely to chat. Of course, if anyone wants to know more about Neighbour Day, they just go to the website neighbourseveryday.org. Hugh, have a lovely, lovely Easter and, of course, enjoy Neighbour Day on Sunday.
You too, and to all your listeners as well, Moffy. Thanks very much.
Hugh McKay AO, one of Australia's best social researchers and, of course, the author of 23 books. And the latest one, as we mentioned, which is coming out next month, called The Way We Are, and Neighbour Day this weekend. Neighbourseveryday.org, again, is that website.
Triple M's Radio Scatterbrain, thanks to Coffs Harbour Produce for rural, garden, equine and pet supplies.
Triple M, good morning.
Oh, hi, Mossy. It's Rebecca here. How are you going?
I'm very well, Rebecca. How are you going?
I'm good.
What are you up to? You just on the way to work?
No, we're on our way to Brisbane to go on a cruise.
Oh, fantastic. Where's the cruise going? I mean, obviously in the ocean.
The ocean, but Airlie Beach.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. All right, well, look, see if we can... No, that's not going to work with that one. I've got 10 categories in front of me, 60 seconds on the clock. You can say pass if you're not sure. Just can't say the same word more than once. Rebecca, the letter today is B for balloon.
Okay.
And here we go. First one, a holiday destination.
Brisbane.
Yes. A children's TV show.
Bananas in Pyjamas.
Yes. Something you wear.
A bra.
Yep. School subject.
Business studies.
We'll take that. A dinosaur.
A brontosaurus.
Correct. A Will Smith movie.
Pass.
An artist, the artist that sings Uptown Girl.
Pass.
A nursery rhyme.
Bye bye black sheep.
Correct. Found on trees.
Bark.
Yes. Actress from Gossip Girls.
Sorry?
An actress from Gossip Girls.
Pass.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that one either, apparently. Blake Lively. The other two, though, that you did pass on, Rebecca, Uptown Girl, Billy Joel, and the Will Smith movie, Bad Boy.
Oh, yes.
So there you go. So can't give you that cash, but, hey, drive safely to Brisbane. Enjoy, and don't forget double demerits as well till the border.
Yeah,
and
thanks, Moffy.
No worries.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy
Have
the cruise.
Easter. Okay, thanks, Moffy. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we'll do it again on Tuesday. How good, going on a cruise from Brisbane to Airlie Beach. Anyway, I'm going to Bathurst. $100 on Tuesday Radio Scatterbrain. And like I said, don't forget, Coffs Harbour Produce in June Street. Going to be open on Saturday. And they've got Point of Lay chooks.
Beautiful play.
Maroons footy tips.
Thanks to Choices Flooring. See the new showroom at Park Avenue, Coffs Harbour. Triple M.
Hard to believe we're already into round four. My tipping wasn't as good last week, but let's see how we go this week. Maroon, good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Moffy. Look, it's some great games again this weekend, kicking off with this one tonight.
There were a few upsets late in the round last weekend too, but look, looking forward to the game tonight. Roosters, the Panthers, Allianz Stadium. This is going to be a cracker.
Well, the Panthers have beaten the Roosters last eight times they played, Moffy, and I seem to recall one of those occasions was without Nathan Cleary. And, of course, they won't have Nathan Cleary. But lots to like about the Roosters at the moment, mate. I think they are emerging. And I'm going to tip the Roosters to beat the Panthers this week without Nathan Cleary.
Then we've got the Rabbitohs taking on the Bulldogs. Unbelievable. The Bulldogs actually having a win last weekend. The Rabbitohs, it hasn't been a good start, but I think they'll probably be too strong at a core stadium.
Well, look, Souths are 0-3, Moffy, and I know a lot of the experts are tipping South, but you have to ask yourself, why? Why are they tipping Souths? What are they seeing in Souths that lets them think that they'll win a game against a fired-up Doggies side? They really have got a lot of issues on the field at the moment, the Bunnies. But look, it's a big occasion. It's Good Friday. It's always a good crowd. It's always, well, usually it's a good game. And I think the fact that the Rabbitohs are so desperate. I think it gets them home in this one.
And talking about a good Friday, it will be a great Friday up in Brisbane at Suncorp Stadium. The Broncos and the Cowboys, this game, I mean, whenever these two play, it is always a fantastic spectacle.
Yeah, well, look, I've been thinking about you a bit here, mate, because obviously there's no Payne Haas and there's no Reece Walsh, but Adam Reynolds has been named. I know the Cowboys haven't lost yet, but I think in Brisbane, the Broncos get them.
Mm. What about the Dragons and Manly at Wollongong?
Look, I think the Dragons are probably going to finish last this year. I made the comment earlier. I think probably the worst thing, my opinion, the worst thing that ever happened to the Dragons and the Steelers was they merged. And look, I know they've won a premiership in there somewhere, but gee, it's been a long 25 years for their supporters. Look, they've got nothing at the moment. Manly will beat them.
The other Queensland derby, Gold Coast, this is happening. The Titans taking on the Dolphins.
Titans have lost Chino for the whole year, and that is a massive thing to come back from. They might have Fifita back, we don't know yet, but they are really struggling too around the halves, I think. I'm going to take the Dolphins to win, Wayne's Mob to win.
On Sunday, across to Auckland and the Warriors taking on the Knights. The Warriors, I reckon, will be pretty strong here.
Well, look, they dropped a game at Mount Smart to start the season off, and I think they're going to come. That's going to come back and bite them on the bum. I don't think they're going to drop another game at home in front of a big crowd. And the other issue is with this game, Moffy, that after this round, one of these two teams is going to be 1-4, and you don't want to start the season like that. They were both top eight sides last year, so I'm going to go the Warriors at home.
Sharks and the Raiders at PointsBet Stadium.
Sharks have just got too many out, mate. I think Nicker is not playing. Dale Finucane is injured. I think Big Roycey Hunt's injured. A lot of forwards, in fact, are injured for the Sharkies. So I know a lot of the experts are taking them. I don't know why. I am going to take the Raiders. The Raiders have impressed me this year.
And the great thing about the Easter weekend is that we have 5 days of rugby league. On Monday at 4 o'clock, the Eels taking on the West Tigers. Look, I don't know. I'm still amazed myself. The West Tigers won a game.
Well, this is what I said to them last night. That I was at a function, a lot of West Tigers supporters there. I said, look at you blokes, you've won one game in a row and you're carrying on like you've made the grand final. But look, it was a good win. Defensively, they were better. They looked disciplined. And I think Justin Olam and, you know, obviously Appy's there now. It's a piece-by-piece thing. If you're a West Tigers fan, hang in there. But they did have a good win last week. Parramatta, no Mitch Moses because of a fractured foot. But look, Parramatta at CommBank will be just too good.
But Maroon, think about it. I mean, when was the last time that you got to say the West Tigers are just out of the eight? I can't remember.
You know, I know. But it's not like you. It's not unlike you to go off early, mate. Now, remember, they've had the bye. So they've actually, I think, only played two games. So...
Well, don't take it away from them.
No, I don't want... I mean, I'm trying... You know what? You're actually right. I need to apologise. I should be more encouraging.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, Choices Flooring, of course, who bring us this segment. Amazing team down there. And you know what they said? They said, Moffy, look, this weekend, the Easter long weekend, how about we will lay some rugs out for you so then I can come down there next week and just, you know, have a little look around? Because as much as you say that I pester them, they love me visiting.
Well, if you're going to go down there and lay around on the rugs, I would suggest, mate, you remember those Triple M boxer shorts I gave you a couple of years ago? Put those on.
Yeah, true.
And I'll have somebody send a big screen TV down there and you can watch your Broncos play in your Triple M boxer shorts.
Yes.
I mean, all I can think is if you've got some food with you, mate, it's some tucker, laughing.
Oh, exactly. I just lay there, roll around. It's talk about, you know, the lifestyle that I have is just incredible. You'd wish you had it too, I think.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm a little bit disturbed by the image of you, quote unquote, rolling around and laying around. Couldn't you just keep that part of it to yourself?
Oh, don't worry. I'll be keeping it to myself. Anyway, mate, you have a very good weekend. Happy Easter. How much chocolate do you devour, or do you just take your time?
Well, look, I'm not supposed to have any chocolate, I'll be honest with you, Moffy, because of medical reasons.
Right.
But look, I always, you know, my wife gets the grandkids, way too many chockies. I will be pilfering a few here and there, and that'll probably last me through till about October. But I'm sure you jump into them, a few Bilbies, a Golden Ruff, a Toblerone. What do you have?
I like the those caramel, like the ones that they, what do they call? The little, the...
Not the bloody Caramello Bear.
Those, yeah. The caramel eggs or whatever they're called. I love those. Mate. You know what I've done? And I can say this because I know the speaker's not on out in the office. I sent an email around this morning telling everyone that there's an Easter egg hunt and I've put Easter eggs around the building.
Geez, you're a good human.
No, I haven't actually put them around there, but it'll be fun watching them. Happy Easter.
God bless you, Moffy. Go the bunnies.
You figured it out, didn't you? You cracked the code. Triple M's cracked the code. For the Coast Hotel. Coff's best bar, dining and entertainment experience.
Hello, Triple M.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Jade.
Hello, my name is Jade. My name is Moffy. How are you?
Good, Moffy. How are you this morning?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Good, good.
That's good. And yourself? I love doing that to people. I got a mate, Jade, who I do that and always falls for it all the time. Can go three or four times.
Says it again. Yeah, we'll keep going.
Yeah, the other thing too is, and I do it to Todd, who's in the office here, loves a chat. So he'll start chatting to me in the studio, and then I just walk back to his office. So I'm, walking him back there. Otherwise, I'll be stuck in here for half an hour chatting. An engineer we used to have when I was in Ipswich, we had the air conditioning unit was smack bang in the middle of the office. So he was chatting to me one day. So what I did, I started walking around circles around it. And it took, I reckon, about three or four spins around before he realised what was happening.
Yes.
Anyway, Jade, what's the code? Do you have it? Tell me.
Yes, I did go on the listener this morning, and is it Easter Bunny?
It is Easter Bunny. Congratulations. And because Easter is religious, let's play this to celebrate. There we go. That's enough of that.
Thank you very much.
No worries, mate.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, I know. It's good, eh? And you have a lovely Easter weekend, all right?
Thank you, Moffy. Thank you very much.
It's Triple M's Crack the Code, and I've got to say a big, big thank you to the Coast Hotel, Coff's Best Bar, Dining and Entertainment Experience.
Moffy in the morning.
Just before we go, don't forget, you'll be able to listen back to our interviews from the show. They're up on our Facebook page and on Listener as well, as is the full show podcast just after 9 o'clock this morning. Well, it's going to be a very special game between the Broncos and North Queensland at Suncorp Stadium for Good Friday tomorrow. It's, of course, going to be in memory of Carl Webb, who passed away from motor neurons disease in December. The Carl Webb Medal will be received by the man of the match for that game, of course. The much-loved prop played for both clubs, Brisbane and North Queensland. Have a lovely weekend. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Wait, is that it? Bye, Uncle Michael.
I said, hey, Coffs Harbour. You got Moffy in the morning. Singing I love Triple M. Please don't hit snooze again. You got Moffy in the morning. You got Moffy.